Storm Castle by Roderick Hunt. Nadim's mum and dad had to go away, so Nadim came to stay at Biff and Chip's house. Nadim had a bag with all his things, but he had a big box too. "What's in that big box?" asked Chip. "Wait and see," said Nadim. The children went to Biff's room. Nadim had the big box. He opened it and took out his computer. "Brilliant," said Chip. "I've got some new computer games," said Nadim, "but we can play with them later. I've got something else to play with." Nadim had some robots. "These are great," said Kipper. "I'm going to get one like this. It's my favourite." Biff and Chip had a robot too, and they went to fetch it. "We're going to have a great time," said Nadim. Wilf came to play. He had one of his new toys. It was a spacecraft. Biff, Wilf and Kipper played with all the toys, and Kipper said he wanted to be a robot when he grew up. "You can't," said Biff. "People can't be robots." Chip and Nadim played on the computer. One of Nadim's new games was called Storm Castle. It looked exciting. "It's quite hard," said Nadim. "I'll show you how to play and then you can have a go." "It looks great," said Chip. And everyone watched Nadim play Storm Castle. "You have to go through all the rooms," he said, "but there is a danger in every room. Look." In the first room, the floor opened. You could fall through, but Nadim didn't. "That was clever," said Chip. Nadim was good on the computer. He got through all the rooms safely. "Chip can have a go next," said Nadim. "You can all have a go if you like." "You're brilliant at it," said Chip. "I won't be very good when I have my go." Suddenly, the magic key began to glow. "Oh no," said Biff. "I don't want the key to glow. I don't want a magic adventure. I want to play on Nadim's computer." "I don't want a magic adventure either," said Chip. "I think I know where it'll be." "Where do you think it'll be?" asked Kipper. "Storm Castle," said Chip. "Oh no," said Wolf. "I don't think we're going to like this adventure. Storm Castle is full of dangers." "It's a good job Nadim is with us," said Biff. The magic didn't take them inside the castle. It took them to a desert. Storm Castle was in front of them. "And why didn't the magic take us inside the castle?" said Wilf. "And where's Nadim?" asked Chip. "Oh no, giant robots," said Wilf. "Run for it." And the children ran as fast as they could. And the robots were not very fast, but there were lots of them. "We'll have to get into Storm Castle," said Biff. "Come on." The children saw a bridge. It was the only way to the castle. "This is the way in," said Wilf. "The robots can't get across this." "I hope it's safe," said Chip. "It's a long way to fall." And suddenly the bridge began to open in the middle. "Jump for it," called Chip. "If it opens too much, you won't get across." Biff and Kipper ran as fast as they could, and then they jumped across. And Wilf was still on the other side, and the gap was getting wider and wider. "Come on, Wilf," called Biff. "You can do it. Run as fast as you can and jump, and we'll grab you." And Wilf ran and jumped. "Hooray, he's made it," shouted Kipper. The gate of the castle was closing. It was getting lower and lower, and the children ran as fast as they could. And Chip ran to the gate and rolled under it. "Come on," he shouted. "We don't want to be shut out of the castle." And they got under the gate just in time, and then it shut with a loud clang. Biff didn't like the adventure much. It was hard work. "It's not fair," she said. "This is Nadim's adventure, and he's not even here." And the children came to three doors, and they didn't know which one to open. "I think we should go through this one," said Wilf. "It looks like a keyhole." He pushed a door and it began to open. "Come on, let's go through," he said. The door shut and they found themselves in a room full of mirrors, and each mirror made them look a funny shape. In one mirror they looked fat and round. In another they looked long and thin. In another they had funny shaped heads. And the mirrors made them look so funny that they all laughed and laughed. "I've got an enormous head and a little thin body," laughed Wilf. "I hope we don't go on looking like this," said Chip. "Think what Mum and Dad would say." Kipper looked in one mirror, but he couldn't see anything. "That's funny," he said. "Come and look at this mirror, everyone. It doesn't work." "It isn't a mirror," laughed Chip. "It's a doorway." In the doorway was a monster. Biff and Chip and Wilf were frightened and they ran away, but Kipper didn't. He wasn't frightened at all. He had always wanted to have an adventure with a monster in it, and this monster didn't look very frightening. The monster tried to frighten Kipper. It jumped up and down and yelled, "Ah! Ah!" Kipper yelled back. "Aren't you frightened?" asked the monster. "Not at all," said Kipper. "I've always wanted to meet a monster like you." The monster was friendly. He told the children that they had to go through a maze. "What's a maze?" asked Kipper. And the monster showed them a map of the maze. He showed them how to go through it. "Don't get lost," said the monster. The children went into the maze and soon they came to a dead end. "I think we went wrong at the last turning," said Biff. "We'll have to go back." And Wilf remembered the monster's map. "I think I know which way to go," he said. "Follow me." And the children came to a hall with squares on the floor, and some of the squares had numbers on them. And there was a doorway at the end of the hall, but it was high up in the wall. "How do we get up to that door?" asked Kipper. "I wish Nadim was here," said Biff. "He'd know." The children had to cross the numbers and stand on an empty square, and the right one would take them up to the door. The wrong one would drop them through the floor. "How do we know which the right square?" asked Chip. And suddenly Biff said, "I know which one it is." And Biff began to cross the floor. "It's this way," she said. "This way, the squares add up to 6. "I don't get it," said Chip. "How do you know?" "This way leads to the right square. All the rest add up to 15, said Biff. "I still don't get it," said Chip. Biff was right. The square lifted the children up to the door on the wall, and Chip looked at the floor. "I see," he said. "All the squares add up to 15, whichever way you cross them. Only one adds up to 6. "Mind you don't fall," said Biff. And they came to a new room. A nasty-looking robot began to come towards them. "Help," called Kipper, "it's going to get us." The robot came closer. "That's funny," said Chip. "It's just like one of Nadim's toys." And suddenly Chip began to laugh. "I'm not frightened of this robot," he said. "Come on, everyone," he called. "Help me to push." And he ran up to the robot and gave it a push, and the others helped. And the top of the robot began to open. "Look who's inside," shouted Kipper. Nadim was sitting inside the robot. "That was clever of you, Chip," he said. "How did you know I was inside here?" "Because you wrote a story about this robot at school," said Chip. "Well done, Chip," said everyone. The magic key glowed and the adventure was over. Nadim was sorry. "It was fun being the master of Storm Castle," he said. "We had to go through the castle and you didn't," said Biff. "You can put your computer away and we'll have a game of football."